there are just 56 weeks left on the road to 2016. How time flies. This week, there were prank gifts from Donald Trump and those headline-making comments from Ben Carson, who, we learned, was once held up and directed the gunman to point his gun at someone else. This week also saw Bernie Sanders step away from the usual comments about guns from the left and an implosion in Republican leadership in Congress. So without further delay, it is time for...
Here and Now! 2016!
And joining us this week are Gene Cummings, political editor for The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Gene.
Hi.
And Jesse Holland is with us, race, ethnicity, and demographics writer for the Associated Press. He manages the AP Politics Twitter feed. Hi, Jesse.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. And let's start with this big story in Washington that doesn't have to do with 2016, the surprise that House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy dropped his bid for the speakership. People are talking about a civil war in the GOP. Gene, does that extend into the 2016 race at all?
It certainly does. It's part of the reason that we've seen the rise of the three outsiders at the top of the heap in the presidential Republican primary. That Carly Fiorina and Dr. Carson and Donald Trump lead in almost all the polls. And anybody who has some kind of insider connection is sitting in single digits, it seems like. And that is a pure reflection of the divide that blew up in the House caucus this week.
And yet the person that everyone is looking at as the potential savior for the House Republicans is certainly an insider. It's Paul Ryan.
Well, yeah, definitely an insider. He's their former vice presidential candidate. You know, he does tend to be a bridge of sorts between the two wings of the party in that he is very legitimately, in the eyes of the agitators, someone who knows the budget, knows and is committed to cutting it and to shrinking the size of the federal government.
And Jesse, you were going to jump in there. What did you have to say?
Well, presidential politics plays into it in this way as well. Nobody who wants to be president wants to be speaker, which is why you have this open field right now. Paul Ryan, as we know from his previous run, has his eyes on a higher office sometime in the future. But only one speaker of the House has ever been elected president, and you have to go all the way back to James Polk to find that one speaker. So it's a thankless job that pretty much is a endpoint for your career. So there are a bunch of young people in the House, young Republicans in the House, who one day see themselves as president. They don't want this job because they think it may block them from getting there.
Right. And it's such a tough job right now. Well, so we'll keep an eye on that and how it affects the race. But let's take a look, you know, within the 2016 race at the candidates. And every time you look up, Ben Carson is on CNN, it seems. Here he was earlier this week with Wolf Blitzer. Now, they were talking about, you know, the context, the Oregon shootings. And Carson, in effect, saying that gun control in Europe led to the Holocaust. Let's listen.
Noah Webster said, when he was talking about tyranny, that the people of America would never suffer tyranny because they are armed.
So, but just clarify, if there had been no gun control laws in Europe at that time, would 6 million Jews have been slaughtered?
I think the likelihood of Hitler being able to accomplish his goals would have been greatly diminished if the people had been armed.
So, Jesse, you take this up. There was also an outcry because earlier Ben Carson said that the victims in the Oregon shooting should have defended themselves. He revealed he was in a store when it was held up, and he directed the gunman to point the gun at the guy behind the counter, you know, at someone else. But, I would think that in his base, though, some of these comments are resonating.
Well, you can tell that Ben Carson has been paying close attention to Donald Trump and realizing how it helps your campaign to stay in the news. So he's been doing a really good job lately of keeping his name in the news as he's rising in the polls. Now, some of the comments he's made about guns lately, they may resonate with his base, but it's going to be hard to see how those positions are going to translate to a national election, especially when it seems like school shootings are happening more frequently. Talking about what you would do in those situations doesn't really seem to be empathetic with the parents who are losing children at some of these shootings. So it'll be interesting to see how far along he takes this.
Well, meanwhile, Gene Cummings, on the Democratic side, this issue is big as well. And this is sort of shaking things up a bit because Bernie Sanders, who has thus far been the populist voice of the left wing, has a more mixed record on gun control than even Hillary Clinton. Here he was on MSNBC this week.
Well, let me tell you something, you know, because I've heard a lot about this. I come from a state that has virtually no gun control at all, and yet I've cast some very, very difficult votes in favor of strong gun control.
What is this issue doing on the Democratic side, Gene Cummings?
Well, it's given Hillary Clinton a rare opportunity to get to the left of Bernie Sanders, and it's one issue that Sanders is defensive about. He does have a mixed record. He's from Vermont. And it is a hunting, fishing state. People have guns in that state, and there's a long history of it. And he has cast votes for some gun control legislation, including background checks. But he also voted against some gun control measures in the 90s. And so his record is mixed, and it gives Hillary Clinton this, you know, really this rare opportunity where she is much more aligned with the party base than he is.
Well, but she's also stepping out of those lines when it comes to the TPP. She tried to put some distance between herself and President Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, which she once supported. Here she is on PBS.
I'm worried about currency manipulation not being part of the agreement. We've lost American jobs to the manipulations that countries, particularly in Asia, have engaged in. I'm worried that the pharmaceutical companies may have gotten more benefits and patients and consumers fewer. I think that there are still a lot of unanswered questions.
Well, so Jesse Holland, is this, I said she's distancing herself from President Obama, but also from Joe Biden, who's for the TPP deal. So your thoughts on her coming out with this?
Well, she wants to put a little bit of space between her and President Barack Obama. Nobody wants to run as the previous president's third term. So she has to find a little space between herself and President Obama without getting too far away. And this is a good spot for her to bring out, to come up and say, well, okay, I feel differently than the current administration on this, and this is why. So that it diffuses some of the comments people have saying that, well, you're just going to continue doing everything Barack Obama has. And it also gives her a little bit of distance between herself and the vice president, who we don't yet know is going to get into this race.
Well, let me ask Gene that question. Gene, you've been right. You got your finger on the pulse of this one. What, is he going to get in?
Well, no one knows for sure. there's been no decision yet. He's having a very important set of meetings this weekend, particularly with the family, to talk about his intentions. We can say definitively that the people around him have done as much as they possibly can to make this an easy move for him to make. Mm. The last reporting that we put out at the Journal is that a decision isn't likely to be made public until probably maybe next week, because they did not feel like they wanted to do anything before the debate, since he's not in the debate. So we'll see. I mean, we're obviously on red alert, and we'll be through the weekend.
Well, we have gone several minutes now and have not mentioned Donald Trump, which
this
is the first.
This is the first time in a while. Wow.
Congratulations.
Well, he was relatively quiet. Well, he does. I mean, he's brilliant at getting people to talk about him, and he was sort of quiet this week. But then last night there was that campaign rally in Las Vegas. There was this moment when he invited, you know, what appeared to be a screaming fan waving the People magazine with Trump on the cover. He invited her onto the stage. Here's a little bit of that exchange.
I'm from Colombia.
And is this a setup? Did I ever meet you before? Huh?
I'm Hispanic and I vote for Mr. Trump. We vote for Mr. Trump!
It went on for quite a while. Who wants to take that? I mean, first of all, a lot of people were saying that was the fix was in on that. But there are Hispanics who are for Donald Trump, and they're probably not from Mexico.
Well, I mean, assuming someone's vote because of their race or ethnicity is always insane.
The monolith,
so,
right?
Of, yeah, so, yeah. So, of course, there are going to be Hispanics for Donald Trump. There are going to be African-Americans for Donald Trump. Politics goes across all race and ethnicity, so it shouldn't surprise anybody that someone who's Hispanic would want to vote for Donald Trump, because Hispanics aren't monolithic, just like African-Americans aren't monolithic and whites aren't monolithic. Everyone, you have everyone supporting everybody. But I will admit her enthusiasm was definitely interesting there. Yeah.
Well, I just got to ask a quick question, Jean, before we go. We just got a few seconds here. Did Marco Rubio have a good week?
Marco Rubio had a good week last week when Walker got out, and a lot of people moved to Rubio. And so that was a really good week for him. He released his fundraising numbers this week, $6 million in the third quarter. That's not a great number. So I'd say last week was a lot more fun than this week.
Well, he did get bottled water from Donald Trump this week. He's trying to make a joke about how Rubio sweats. It kind of fell flat. That's Jean Cummings with The Wall Street Journal. Jesse Holland of the Associated Press joining us to take our look at the week in review and the race for 2016. Jeannie, Jesse, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.